Alex Trebek here. I hope you're all staying safe and healthy, and I hope you enjoy this all-new episode of Jeopardy!
Here is our first group of semifinals. A high school science teacher from Cambridge, Massachusetts, Katie LaVar. An 8th through 12th grade band and choir teacher from Vinton, Virginia, Will Satterwhite. And high school math teacher from Lombard, Illinois, John Ho Kim. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome everybody to the sudden death round of our teachers tournament. The two players who lose the next three games will go home with $10,000 apiece. The winners of these three semifinals get to come back on Thursday and Friday and play for $100,000. So Katie, Will, and Jung Ho, good to see you again. Good luck. Let's go to work right now. You're going to love this first category. It's not kindergarten, it's kinder garden. It's followed by generations of Little Women, and have there been a number of those? Then we deal with constellations, homophonic pairs. We want you to check your calendar in the year 2000. Jung Ho, go.
Constellations for 400.
In the 18th century, a big constellation named for this ship in which Jason and his knots sailed was broken up into smaller ones. Katie.
What is Argo?
Good.
Little Women for 200.
The 2019 film of Little Women replicated Orchard House, where this author wrote and set the novel. Jung Ho.
Who is Alcott?
Louisa May Alcott, yes.
Constellations for 6.
The star Arcturus is in Bootes, but its name is Greek for bear guard. It's right on the tail of this other constellation. Jung Ho?
What is Ursa Major?
Yes.
Constellations 8.
Answer.
Daily double, finding it early.
Doesn't do you a lot of good at this point, obviously, but you can risk up to 1,000.
I'll risk 1,000.
Okay. Lepus, the hare, is the quarry of this nearby constellation.
What is Leo?
Nope, you picked the wrong one. What is Orion? So you're at negative 200. Go.
Constellations for 1,000.
Here's Sarah with the clue.
Appearing overhead in northern summer months, the summer triangle is formed by the brightest stars of Aquila the Eagle, Lyra the Harp, and this swan-shaped constellation.
Will.
What is Cygnus?
Yes.
Homophonic pairs, 400.
To wander through the land of the Caesars. Jung Ho.
Ooh, what is...
No, Will.
What is Rome, Rome?
That's it.
Homophonic pairs, 8.
The 60 minutes that belong to you and me. Jung Ho.
What is our, our?
Correct.
Homophonic pairs, 600.
The right moment for a pungent herb of the mint family. Katie.
What is time, time?
Yes.
Homophonic pairs for 200.
A story about a beastly appendage. Will.
What is a tail, tail?
Yes.
Check your calendar, 200.
Colorful nickname for November 27th, 2020, knowing that Thanksgiving is November 26th. Jung Ho.
What is Black Friday?
Yeah.
Check your calendar, 400.
You are this sign of the zodiac if your birthday falls between December 22nd and January 19th. Jung Ho.
What is Capricorn?
That's the sign.
Calendar 6.
Bastille Day, Parents Day, and Nelson Mandela Day are all observed during this month. Jung Ho.
What is July?
Yes.
Calendar 8.
Place your bets. This sporting event, established in 1875, takes place the first Saturday in May. Katie.
What is the Kentucky Derby?
You got it.
Check your calendar for 1,000.
Commemorating an event from 1777, June 14th is this holiday. Will.
What is Flag Day?
Yes.
Homophonic pairs, 1,000.
A scratchy and hard to wear elaborate starched collar. That would be a rough, rough, the second rough, R-U-F-F. All right, three players off to a good start in this semifinal, and we're taking a break. Back in a moment. Music has played an important part in the lives of two of our competitors today. Katie LaBarge, high school science teacher, big musical theater fan. How many musicals have you seen in the past year?
Well, in 2019, I was fortunate enough to be able to see, I think, about 25 different professional productions of musicals. I saw some in New York on Broadway and off-Broadway, some regional productions in Boston, and some tours as well. It was a lot of fun.
Now, did you find a favorite among all of those?
It's tough to pick a favorite. I would say currently my favorite musical is Fun Home, and I saw a great regional production in Boston last year.
Okay, good for you. Will Satterwhite from Vinton, Virginia. Your greatest mentors in life have been band directors, so there's a musical connection there.
Yeah, all the way back to seventh grade, I had wonderful teachers that I looked at them in band class and I knew that they were enjoying what they did. And I already knew I wanted to be a teacher, I just didn't know what kind. And these guys just, and ladies, they had such a great time standing in front of a group and making music every day, and they changed my life. And I hope that I get to do that for my kids now too.
All right, good for you. Jong-ho Kim from Lombard, Illinois, is a high school math teacher, only person to ever win the Illinois State Math Contest as a student and as a coach. Very impressive.
Well, that's not necessarily true. I just say that about myself because I don't know anyone else who's done it. I don't think anyone else has done it, but, you know, someone might be calling in right now and saying, hey, wait a second.
Oh, you sly devil. All right. Will, you're in command of the board right now. You go ahead and make a selection for us as we continue.
Little Women 400.
As this March sister in the 1949 version of Little Women, Elizabeth Taylor marries Laurie, played by Peter Lawford. Katie?
Who is Amy?
Amy is her name, yes.
Little Women for 600.
In 1994, this actress made her feature film debut as Beth. Will?
It was Claire Danes.
Correct.
Little Women 8.
Before George Cukor directed her in Adam's Rib and The Philadelphia Story, he cast this actress as Jo for the 1933 film adaptation. Jung-ho.
Who is Hepburn?
Katharine Hepburn, yes.
Kindergarten, 200.
The Chocolat is an appropriately tanned version of this flower that will make your garden shine. Will.
What's a sunflower?
Yes.
Kindergarten 4.
Z is for this zesty flower that's hearty and stands up well to drought. Jung-ho.
What is zinnia?
Good.
Kindergarten 6.
This flower with a precious metal in its name is sure to bring joy to all who behold one. Will.
What's a marigold?
Yes.
Kindergarten 8.
As the name implies, these flowers are so happy to propagate that their seeds burst out with great alacrity. Jung-ho again.
What is poppy?
No. Will.
What are impatiens?
Yes.
Kindergarten 1000?
Yes, Iggy. This rhododendron variety is the pride of the South. Jung-ho.
What is azalea?
You got it.
In the year 2200.
Defeating Rick Lazio, Hillary Clinton was elected to the U.S. Senate to represent this state. Will.
What is New York?
Good.
In the year 2004?
Following the death of Charles Schulz, the final original strip of this comic was published in February. Katie.
What is Peanuts?
Yes.
2000 for 600.
A rise in this fatal bovine ailment sparked alarm in several European countries. Will.
What is mad cow disease?
Correct.
In the year 2000 for 8?
The 2000 Summer Olympics were held in this city with Governor General Sir William Dean opening the games. Katie.
What is Sydney?
Yes.
Year 2000 for 1000.
After 136 years underwater, this Confederate submarine was raised intact to the surface in August. Jung-ho.
What is the Merrimack?
No. Will.
What is the Monitor?
No. Talking about a submarine, and it was the Hunley. Two clues left, Katie.
Little Women for 1000.
The 2019 film of Little Women was written and directed by this woman. Katie.
Who is Greta Gerwig?
Yes. And now the last clue. The Whirlpool Galaxy is in Canes Venatici, the hunting these. Jung-ho.
What are dogs?
Dogs is right. That takes you to an even 2,000. You're going to go first, though, in Double Jeopardy, which begins after this. A little bit of a falter in the first round cost Jung-ho He's in third place now with 2,000. But here are the categories for Double Jeopardy. U.S. government, the AV club, pop music, a container full of words, 19th century English literature, and finally we'll deal with the nation's second largest cities. Your choice.
Second largest cities, 800.
Italy's financial capital, this second city of the nation, is also the center of its fashion and publishing industries. Will.
What is Milan?
That's it.
Second largest cities, 12.
Its second city of Busan is located at the southeast tip of this nation's peninsula. Katie.
What is South Korea?
Good.
Second largest city is for 16.
Barcelona is Spain's second largest city and has about a fifth of the population of this region it's in. Zheng Ho.
What is Catalonia?
Good.
Second largest, 2,000.
At one time, a major Byzantine city, Split is today the second largest city in this country that split from Yugoslavia in 1991. Zheng Ho.
What is Croatia?
You got it.
The AV Club, 800.
Andreas Vesalius's 1543 De Humani Corporis Fabrica Libri Septem pioneered this study of human body structures. Will?
What is anatomy?
Yeah.
AV Club, 12.
Answer, daily double.
3,800.
Oh, all right, for 10,000, if you are correct. Almost 500 concerti from this Venetian survive today.
Who is Vivaldi?
Vivaldi, right you are. Oh, it pays to have music in your background, doesn't it?
AV Club, 16.
Last name of Alessandro, for whom a unit of electricity is named. Will.
It was Volta.
Volta, right.
AV Club 2.
Senator Arthur Vandenberg wrote, for any realist, Pearl Harbor ended this policy of avoiding foreign entanglements. Zheng Ho.
What is isolation?
Yes.
Pop music, 8.
It wasn't so long ago that this singer's Gangnam Style was everywhere. Zheng Ho.
Who is Psy?
Yes.
Pop music, 12.
This French pop duo were right at home in their Tron Legacy cameos. Lots of people were wearing futuristic headgear. Katie?
Who are Daft Punk?
Correct.
Pop music for 16.
This Use Somebody group sounds like a long line of Spanish royalty, but it actually formed in Nashville. Katie?
Who are Kings of Leon?
Yes.
Pop music for 2000.
Ufologists took notice of Nicki Minaj's song about these title objects that were meant to fly. Will?
What are starships?
Good.
A container full of words, 16.
This small glass container can begin with a V or with PH. And that container is a vial, V-I-A-L or P-H-I-A-L. Will, pick again.
Container for 12.
Wearable term for the box from which cards are dealt for blackjack in a casino. Zheng Ho.
What is a shoe?
Shoe, yes, you're in second place now.
Government, 800.
The person in this job, currently Gretchen Whitmer, has an official summer residence overlooking the Straits of Mackinac. Zheng Ho.
What is the governor of Michigan?
Right.
Government, 12.
Lucille Lohman, daughter of a reindeer meat salesman, was the first female one of these, helping Justice Douglas. Will.
What's a clerk?
Clerk, Supreme Court clerk, yes.
Government for 16?
Answer. The other daily double.
5630.
All right. One task of this government commission, opened in 1915, is to protect consumers from con games.
What is the SEC?
Oh, no. What is the FTC, Federal Trade Commission? All right, so you're in second place, and we have no more daily doubles.
19th century literature, 800.
The painting scene here depicts a scene from this Charles Dickens novel. That's from the old curiosity shop. Will, back to you.
English lit for 1,200.
Agnes Grey is a novel by this lesser-known sister. Will?
It was Anne Bronte?
Yes.
English lit, 16.
He wrote a critique of prison life, the Ballad of Reading Jail, after spending time in the prison. It was his last published work.
Will.
Who is Oscar Wilde?
He's the one.
English Lit 2000?
The title gem in this Wilkie Collins novel was originally stolen from an Indian shrine. And that would be the Moonstone. Great, great story.
Will? A container for 2000.
From the Latin for box, it's an underground reservoir for collecting rainwater. And you know it better as a cistern? Will?
Government for 2000.
In the wake of World War I, it was organized as a bureau. Then it was an administration, and in 1989 got a new name and cabinet status. Katie.
What is Veterans Affairs?
Yes.
U.S. government for 400.
The prosecutors in a Senate impeachment trial are called the House Thieves. Will.
What are managers?
Managers, right.
Container full of words, 800.
A handbag. It can also refer to the prize money in a boxing match. Will.
What's a purse?
Purse is right.
Container 400?
A woven container, or the structure under a hot air balloon for the crew and equipment. Zhang Ho.
What is a basket?
Yes.
English Lit 4.
Lewis Carroll mirrored the success of his Alice's Adventures in Wonderland with this 1872 sequel. Katie?
What is Through the Looking Glass?
Yes.
Pop music for 400.
The Hive was buzzing in 2019 when she released her live album, Homecoming. Katie?
Who is Beyonce?
Yep.
Second largest cities for 4.
Put a stopper in this second city of Ireland found on an island in the River Lee. Zhang Ho.
What is Cork?
Cork, yes, and now the AV Club. As a child in 1450s Florence, he probably didn't expect to have two continents named for him. Katie?
Who is Amerigo Vespucci?
You are right. And look at those scores, folks. Oh, boy. Coming right down to final the way it should. Here is the category for the three of you. European history. Remember, the winner comes back to play for $100,000. Blue in a moment.
A Geico commercial has the surprising running of the Bulldogs rather than the running of the Bulls in this Spanish city. What is Pamplona? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A good, solid subject for Final Jeopardy, European history. Players, here's your clue. Once Europe's leading military power, and later the largest state in Germany, it was abolished by the Allies in 1947. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Let's start with you, Zhang Ho. You were in third place with 11,200. You wrote down, what is Prussia? You, sir, are correct. What did you add? 8,000. That bumps you up to 19,200. Takes us down there to Katie LaBarge. Did she come up with Prussia? She's not looking happy. She picked Bavaria instead. It'll cost her 10,801. She drops to 799. So it's up to Will. Did he come up with the correct response, first of all? He did. Did he risk enough money? He did. 10,031. 23,201. And that means that you will get to play at the end of the week for $100,000. Congratulations. Great game. 10,000 for Katie and 10,000 for Zhang Ho. Second semifinal match right here tomorrow. Join us for that. It's going to be a good one.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by
another new Teachers Tournament show tomorrow.